B-Pod Studios.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. And I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
KISS 95.1, the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show. Do you want to tell everyone what you're being serious about? I don't like to keep anything from the radio.
So Lorenz is a little excited in the studio right now. She's passionate about a current thing going on in pop culture. And I have this ringing in my ear. And I was just saying,
what you described it
I
as.
I know. I just said here. I was like, you know, it sounds like a barking dog. And Lorenz thought I was talking about her, but genuinely, I do have like a ringing in my ear.
It's like, did you just say I sounded like a barking dog?
I didn't mean that. I'm so sorry.
And here's Roy's ear.
Yeah, okay, I'll but shut a up ringing the rest of the show.
A ringing and a barking dog are completely different.
It's like a ha 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 ha. I'm hearing like a weird noise.
That's weird. Hey, Vinny in York. Good morning.
Good morning. So I had to lie about what I did. I was a nude model for a while there, and I got to go meet this girl I was dating dad at dinner, and we're sitting there at the dinner table, and of course comes up, what do you do for a living? And I just couldn't bring myself to say it.
Yeah, sometimes you have to lie about your job, and I mean, did she eventually find out?
I mean, she knew, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of weird. Not everybody's been a nude model.
No.
Right. Yeah, I get to where you can hide that. So doctors and nude models, they can lie about their profession.
Right, yep. That's the conversation is, why did you lie about your profession? Vinny, so a nude model, besides being painted in like an art class, what else do nude models, I mean?
That's about it. You get painted and people draw you and that's about it.
When was the last time you did that?
2013.
What'd you stop for?
I moved, and when I moved out here, I couldn't find a college that did it. It's to make like $25 an hour as a nude model.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, college, smallage, why don't you come in here and we'll paint you?
Yeah.
I mean, you pay me $25 an hour, sure.
We can give you $25 an hour. That's no problem. Plus food.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Vinny.
Down.
Put him on hold.
We just got a text message.
Hello, Van Gogh.
From 704 that says, I'm a pre-K teacher, and I don't tell people because they automatically assume I work in a daycare and say, oh, do you babysit?
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, why did you have to lie about your job? What kind of job do you do that you have to lie? I met a doctor yesterday who said that sometimes they don't tell people that they're doctors because they are not...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
To giving free advice.
Let's bring in Jordan from Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorenz Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello. So have you ever lied about your job?
No, I've never lied, but you guys just gave me a really good idea.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm a registered dietitian, and every time I bring up what I do, people are like, oh my God, I need to lose weight. Oh my God, I'm so fat. They just start body shaming themselves, and it's so sad to hear and listen to it. And they're constantly like, I need your help. I need you to put me on a diet plan. And it's just like, I do so much more than that.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you're like, listen, I'm trying to go to McDonald's. And
Right. No, that's exactly
it. Yeah. Like, we were at Dunkin'. This is a true story, Jordan. We met a dietitian, and she's like, I have to quickly go to Dunkin' early in the morning to get my donuts so no one sees me.
Yeah, she said that. She did. You're right. She said she has to stuff her face.
Right. I mean, we eat the same way all people eat. We just don't do it as much, you know?
Right. Moderation.
Yeah. Thanks, Jordan. You know, I wonder if, like, what other professions out there at 704-570-9595, you lie about your jobs. Like, I wonder if police officers or EMTs lie about their jobs because maybe they just don't want to share stories about their job. They want to shut it off.
Mm-hmm. I got several police officer friends of mine that I'm friends with on Facebook, and they don't even, like, use their real name on Facebook because the people they arrest, they don't want them to ever find them online. They really try to keep what they do hidden.
Yeah.
We got a text from a dental hygienist who says that they don't tell people because then people ask for advice and they're not a dentist.
Hey, Marissa, who used to be an intern on the MRL show, filled in for Nicole when she was gone last week. She was a dental hygienist. Uh-huh. And what I always, whenever she reminds me, I go, how do my teeth look? Like that. Just, yeah. You know.
Meanwhile, right. If you have a pulse, I'm going to tell you about our show because we need as many people as possible.
Everybody in this city knows that we are the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. No matter where we go, we say, oh, what do you do for a living? I'm on the radio.
By the way, you should listen, please.
Oh, cool. We have someone anonymously calling from Cleveland County who's got a really cool job, I think.
Okay.
Very important job, but they lie about it. We'll talk to them in 4 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Do you lie about what you do for a living? Let's talk with Anonymous in Cleveland County. We think you have a pretty cool job.
Well, it's cool sometimes.
Yeah, but why would you lie about it? Tell everybody what you do.
I'm a detention officer, and people ask weird questions, like if I know their neighbor.
Every day you're at the jail, and people want to know if their neighbors, if they could, because their neighbors have been to jail.
Oh, yes. And they start naming off, like, bad things that they've done, and they ask me not to arrest them, which I can't. I'm not authorized.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you are someone who keeps the inmates in line, basically. You watch over them.
We're the babysitters.
Yeah. So, see, that wouldn't be my first question to you. Like,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What's your first question?
I mean, I'd be like, you see some weird stuff in there, like some, like, you know, you got to have thick skin in there, basically, yeah, I guess is what I would.
You definitely do. It's not for the faint of heart. There's some things that I've seen in there that are worse than what I saw in the medical field.
Wow. So do you ever know any of the neighbors?
Lorenz, she doesn't want to give the dirt.
On occasion, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to know if any of the people, any of the inmates listen to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
Oh, no, they're not allowed to have radios.
Okay.
You know, funny story, Anonymous. We had somebody ship us a calendar when I was a honeybee dancer.
It was a honeybee calendar of all the dancers in bikinis and stuff.
Yeah, and they asked me to sign it and ship it back to them in jail, and then it got returned back to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks like he got in trouble.
They will return stuff that I think it's like three pictures you can have and nothing too revealing.
Oh, it was revealing.
Yeah.
It was.
But he already had it.
Roy, jeez.
Thanks, Anonymous. But he had already had it. Like, did you get him one?
No. Oh, maybe I did. Maybe he wrote us and said,
yes.
Can you send me one?
Yes.
And we had an extra
That's
one.
That's what it was. All right, here we go. Let's quickly knock these out.
All right, let's talk with Jared in Charlotte. What job did you have, Jared?
What's that?
What was your job?
Okay, so I'm actually a regional consultant for a program everybody's familiar with if you shop at a big box retail warehouse like Sam's or Costco.
Okay.
So you know those annoying people that come up to you and they're like, hey, who do you have for TV and internet service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I run an entire program on that, but when I get on an airplane and someone's, if I want to talk to the person, they're like, hey, what do you do for a living? I just say, hey, I sell satellite service in Sam's Club. If I want to talk to the person, I'll tell them, you know, I'm a consultant, this is what I do, and I go more into detail on the back end about what we actually do.
It's funny because Jared says when he says that he sells DirecTV in Sam's Club, the conversation ends.
Yeah, there you go. You're one of those. All right, let's talk with Jennifer in Lincolnton. What do you do for a living?
I am a special education teacher.
And why would you lie about that?
Because every time I tell someone I'm a special education teacher, it turns in, oh, you're an angel. You're perfect. You're so sweet. And I'm like, no, I personally don't. I do love my kids, but please let me be.
There you go. Thanks, Jennifer. Now, Chris and Charlotte, I don't understand his. Chris.
Yes.
Well, tell Roy and Lorenz what you do.
I'm a director for the Charlotte area. I build new
high rises, apartments. I'm in the construction industry.
Oh, you know what? I'm trying to stone my fireplace right now, dude.
Oh, that's why he lies.
I don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I
knew where you were going with that.
I want my weekend, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know why I knew that? Because I do that.
That's
when I hear somebody's in construction, I'm like, oh, I got this project I want to do at my house. I'm that person. I'm sorry, man.
Or, do you know somebody that can help me, and then they expect it to be free, or they expect a major discount?
Yeah. And by the way, let's just put it out there. Chris said that he builds skyscrapers and he's changing the skyline of Charlotte.
Right.
And Loren wants him
to
stone his fireplace. Thanks, bud. Have a great day.
But Loren would be like, yeah, but see, it's such a small project. You'll knock it out in no time.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.